The new Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, delivered his first major foreign policy address yesterday, strongly criticizing Iran and its behavior on the world stage. Joining me now with reaction from Europe is David Hersenzorn, chief Brussels correspondent for Politico Europe. David, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Ray.
Well, along with this litany of wrongdoing on the part of the Iranians over time, didn't Mike Pompeo hold out the possibility that there may be some way for the United States to rejoin the JCPOA, the agreement reached with the P5 plus one that was hoping to curtail Iran's nuclear program?
You know, I don't think so. The idea of renegotiating has obviously been out there for some time, and from the European side, it's fairly clear that there was no real interest in Washington in renegotiating the JCPOA as it exists, but rather the desire was, as Donald Trump has attempted to do, tear it up, pull out unilaterally, hoping to destroy the existing agreement, and then renegotiate another deal, essentially starting from scratch. You heard Boris Johnson, the foreign minister of the UK, immediately saying, even before Pompeo had spoken, even that that's extremely unrealistic. That's just not likely to happen.
So is this Pompeo address better understood as a reiteration of the American position or looking for some wiggle room to continue doing business with Europe in its efforts to constrain Iran?
Well, if it was intended as creating wiggle room, I don't think it will succeed. There have been very clear responses on the European side. I mean, quite forceful in saying they are not on board with the dismantling of the JCPOA, that they are going to do everything they can to shield European businesses from continuing to do business and deals with Iran to preserve the agreement as it was endorsed by the UN Security Council. And beyond that, to even deepen, in some cases, the ties between Europe and Iran, to increase and provide new inducements that would continue Iran's compliance, which, you know, international monitors say has been substantially intact all this time.
But Secretary Pompeo seemed to make it clear in his talk yesterday that the United States was going to use all the tools at its disposal to punish European interests if they went ahead and tried to do that.
It's going to be very interesting to see how far they're willing to go and if, in fact, they're able to do that. In many cases, the experts tell us that these sanctions require cooperation. They essentially require a lot of voluntary action on the part of private sector entities. So it's not clear how far the U.S. will be able to go in punishing European businesses. We know that many of these businesses are multinationals. They have a lot more business in the U.S., of course. They're very concerned about the fallout of essentially this dispute, but all the energy and effort that might go into punishing European businesses. I mean, think about the opportunity cost there. And this is a big question for the Trump administration. You know, what is the ultimate goal? It's created a very risky situation where the U.S. really is out on its own, where some of its best friends, allies, and partners are saying, hey, this is not the way to do this. It was tough enough to get Iran to give up its nuclear weapons program to allow the access for inspectors that we've seen. And now you want to go out and on your own, you think you're just going to rewrite this deal overnight. It doesn't happen that way. So it will be very interesting to see, you know, if this gambit pays off for Washington or if in the end it finds itself quite isolated. Donald Tusk, the president of the European Council, said last week, you know, the problem is not when your enemies, your adversaries, your partners are unpredictable. The problem is when your best friends, when there's unpredictability within the family. And that was a very heartfelt sort of, it was a rebuke of the Trump administration, but it was also a plea saying, hey, come on there. We need some predictability on the European side if we're going to continue to work together on some of these tough challenges.
One of the most interesting aspects of the Pompeo address was what sounded like an appeal to the Iranian people to use what levers they have to force their leaders to behave in a different way. But I wondered, as I heard that part of the address, whether Pompeo was being totally eyes open about who he was talking to. Do Iranian rank-and-file citizens have that kind of influence on their own government?
Well, not only is that a question of the influence of rank-and-file citizens. I mean, in the end, obviously, the public drives public policy everywhere in the world. But let's get real. I mean, imagine if President Rouhani of Iran came out and called on the American people or the American Congress to impeach Donald Trump, to overthrow Donald Trump. Look, he's colluded with Russia, whatever you want to say. I mean, it would be laughable. What, you know, this is a level of what is seen elsewhere in the world of American arrogance, telling other people, other voters, other governments how to behave and how to act in a way that doesn't go over well, even with some of America's closest partners.
But then you're always left wondering. Pompeo's a sophisticated guy. He's a worldly guy. He understands the way the operations of influence and push and pull work. Was that just a token statement of an outcome that he knew would never happen? Or is there a real misunderstanding in the top circles of American leadership about how Iran works?
One might say there's a real understanding in the American leadership of how Iran works. We could say the same thing is true about Russia, where Putin's continued popularity and leadership certainly vexes Washington. I mean, I think we in journalism have to be very clear about the real politic that's being played here. I mean, this was a decision by the Trump administration to side with two allies, Israel and Saudi Arabia, in fact, against other allies, those being Germany, the United Kingdom, the EU, France, and saying, we're going to take our bet that this group of allies has got the right idea, the right plan, the right view going in forward in the Middle East. Now, there will be a cost there. When you're taking a side between a regional dispute between Iran and Saudi Arabia, you better hope that you're right. It's a very unpredictable region, not an area where the U.S. has had extraordinary amounts of foreign policy success over decades. So, yes, Pompeo is a sophisticated guy. Let's see how sophisticated and if this proves to be, you know, a good gamble on the part of the Trump administration.
Quickly, before we go, has there been a new reaction to the Pompeo address from those same European allies?
Again, what we heard from Boris Johnson, the foreign minister, was, you know, you have to be realistic about how long it took to negotiate this original deal. You know, the other aspect that there has to be some realism about is that it was endorsed by the UN Security Council, that Barack Obama didn't sign this personally. You know, this was the United States putting its imprimatur on an agreement that the best experts in Washington thought was making the world a safer place. So the general reaction, I think, and there hasn't been a lot of out loud reaction to Pompeo, has been the same as it's been since Trump made his decision, which is this is a mistake. Europe is going to stick with the Iran nuclear accord.
That's David Herzensohn, chief Brussels correspondent for Politico Europe. Thanks so much for joining us. Coming up tomorrow, the U.S. birth rate dips to a 30-year low. I'm Ray Suarez. This is On Point.